Lust is a word that we don't use all that often in modern day parlance. Why? Well, it's a judgmental word. It dares to suggest that some of our desires are, well, wrong desires. Lust. It can be a very confronting word. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We've been chatting recently about putting to death the sin that robs us of the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. Now, we can talk about that until the cows come home, but it's only the power of the cross of Christ that can truly set you free from the sway that our old sinful self seems to have over us. So let's unleash that unstoppable power right now. Romans chapter 6, verses 5 to 7. You ready? Christ died, and we have been joined with him by dying too. So we will also be joined with him by rising from death as he did. We know that our old life was put to death on the cross with Christ. This happened so that our sinful selves would have no power over us. Then we would not be slaves to sin. Anyone who has died is made free from sin's control. What a promise that in Christ we can be set free from sin's control over our lives. But how do we lay hold of that? How does that become real in our lives? Again, here's John Owen's take in his 17th century classic of the mortification of sin. Set your faith at work on Christ for the killing of your sin. His blood is the great sovereign remedy for the sin-sick soul. Live in this and you will die a conqueror. Yes, you will, through the good providence of God, live to see your lust dead at your feet. There it is. God's sovereign remedy for our sin, faith in the blood of Christ, leaves our lusts dead at our feet. That's his word, fresh for you today. There is such power in the word of God. Power to believe, power to save, power to set us free. Unstoppable, life-changing power. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.